Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Serena Williams is revealing secrets about her marriage and why it's not as perfect as it seems. Rachel Bilson's wild past with Rami Malek and why he doesn't want you to see this photo. And Idris Elba tells us all about his crazy night with Chris Hemsworth and Matt Damon.
And I have to say, Matt Damon kind of killed me.
Welcome to Danny Pop. Today we are talking celebrity engagements, embarrassing throwback photos, and the star who wants to try a threesome. But first, Serena Williams is getting real about her marriage. Listen.
Marriage is not bliss, but it can be if you work at it. I learned that love is an amazing feeling, and if you have an opportunity to feel it, then it's a special thing.
Mm-hmm. Serena was answering dating app Bumble's question game. Are you surprised when celebrities admit their marriages are not perfect?
Let me go ahead and wet my mouth up a little bit.
Right. I like the truth.
Yeah, let me go ahead and wet my
Obviously,
mouth up a little
it's
bit.
Not perfect. We wouldn't have so many divorces.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Right. My issue with people who are of the, we're happily married, or my marriage is perfect. Mm-hmm. When you say those things, especially to people who are in your friend groups, it gives them unrealistic expectations about their own relationships. Yeah. And it also creates this little veil of shame.
Yeah.
That people don't have the perfect relationship because the people around them seem to always end up in the perfect relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and it ain't true.
And I love honesty. And people are like, why aren't you married, Kim? And I said, because one thing is I have all my girlfriends tell me, oh, where the best shoes are, where the best restaurant. I have never had a girlfriend saying, oh, my God, you have to get married. Not one.
Not one.
Not one. But they will say, oh, my God, you have to go this. You got to see this movie. Oh, my God, I love her.
Funny.
Not one has been like, oh, my God. My parents are the only one that was like, because they found each other. Now, but that is rare, as we know, in this world. If you marry your best friend, I believe if you even get married a little younger, because as we get older. But I like honesty, and I'm so glad that she said that. And I think there was an article that someone said, stop saying, you know,
I'm happily married.
Right, yeah, actually, it was an L. In fact, this new article says that Serena's doing the right thing and everyone should stop saying they're happily married. The writer says if couples were honest about the challenges of so-called wedded bliss, we'd be better off. It was really interesting. I read the whole article and it's very relatable. I wouldn't say I'm open about my marriage problems with the whole world all the time. I mean, I've talked about several things that Shannon and I have fought about on this show multiple times over the years. But as far as, like, my family goes and as far as, like, my close friends go, I'm brutally honest about it, and they're brutally honest back. And I think it helps us because a lot of times maybe we're having these fights because we're in a young children phase. And so it's really helpful to talk to my friends who went through this phase and say, oh, yeah, honey. Yeah, we went through that. Yeah. I mean, we were sleeping in separate bedrooms, you know,
whatever it was.
You know?
Yeah.
So do you consider yourself happily married?
You know what? I consider myself, like, married, but at the same, I consider myself married. That's silly. But I don't know. I like to say we're happily married, but no, we're in the thick of it. We've got a lot of big stressors on us, you know? It's not just kids. It's a lot of things, you know? There's certain things about our fight styles that have been a problem since day one, and we try to heal it, and we try to change the way that we fight, but then it comes back around. We're good for a while, and then it comes back around, and we start kind of fighting not how we'd like to. Conflict resolution, as they would say, is, you know, those kind of things you have to work on. I think there's a lot of things in our marriage that are resurfacing issues. They go away for a while, and then they come back. But ultimately, I know that I love him more than anything in the world, and he loves me more than anything in the world, and we both can look at each other in the eyes and both agree, like, hey, we're not at our happiest moment right now. I'm not leaving you, but I'm not happy right now, so let's try to, like, work on it, and if we don't have time this week, we'll work on it.
I'm sorry, did you want to ask her something? Because I had a cousin, my cousin David and his wife Patty really were about to get a divorce, and then they found out that there's no winner. And when you're young and you get married, you're trying to win a fight.
Yeah.
Well, how do you feel? Are you trying to win? Are you both trying to win the argument? Or what?
We both are trying to win. Ooh.
Her cousin just saved your marriage.
Yeah.
Her baby cousin just saved your marriage.
There's no winner. You cannot be a winner. That's what you have to start remembering.
That is true. And sometimes we do have to stop in a fight and look at each other and be like, we're on the same
team.
Okay? So it becomes like a, you know, the thing that happens with us is it's typically our fights are about workload. You know, like, I feel like I'm overworked. He feels like he's overworked. We both feel like we're doing a lot. And I think the truth is we are both doing a lot.
For sure.
We both are overworked. And we both are
exhausted.
Oh, I understand,
especially with the kids. And I'm going to be honest with you. Now I understand that when women say, a lot of marriages, what I've found out is that the women, they stop being with their husband because they're so into the baby, not into the baby, but they're so busy and they're breastfeeding and tired. When it comes time, a man, I mean, he's just working and everything. You know, when he gets home, he's ready to, hey, I need to rub my back and let's have some, let's have some intimacy. And once you have a baby or you have a couple of kids, you're like this at 8 o'clock, you're like, I'm done. I am done.
Dead.
So think about that. If you do that for a few years, your marriage is going
it's
to suffer.
Crack. Yeah.
It becomes an unhealthy habit you've created.
Yes.
For sure. But you also have to be careful about telling your friends too much about your marriage.
Totally. Like,
you pick the right friends, but you also, you know, I'm very open about my relationships, and I don't think that you shouldn't be open. But I also think that you need to realize that people won't just listen to you. They're going to give their input. And baby girl gonna give her input based on a half truth. You know, oh, I went through this, but they're gonna leave out the rest of the tea and not tell you about the emotional affair they had at work and all these other things.
100%.
So I think you go through.
They think your husband's just like
their husband.
And I'm like, they're apples and oranges. Like, if I tried your theory with Shannon, it would just fall flat.
But I also think it's very important to go into a conversation with your girlfriends or who your group is, knowing or having some resemblance of what you feel is right, and you have a almost kind of sort of a strategy, and you just want to go in there and reassure yourself. Mm-mm. Don't go in there blinded.
Yeah.
Because when you go in there blinded, that's when it gets in your head, and then you start screwing everything.
And you have to watch who you talk to, because there are certain people who will just immediately, you say, oh, you know, Shannon and I are going through this really hard time, and they'll just be like, oh, I can't believe you're dealing with that. You need to leave him, you know? And I'm like, see, I be careful, because you don't want to talk to those people that are so quick to tell you to go, I want the one that's going to tell me to fight.
I have a very funny story. You just reminded me of, I was on the airplane, we were in coach, and I'll never forget this. I don't know what's wrong with me. And I had this couple next to me, and they kept arguing. And I was on the aisle seat, a beautiful Indian couple. And they were, you know, gorgeous and young. And they kept arguing. I couldn't take it. But first of all, I can hear you. And finally, I said, what is the problem? I couldn't take it.
I love it.
And we were coming from Cleveland over to Los Angeles. We had a whole counseling session. They're both doctors. They were both working. No kids. Now they have two kids. We're great friends. Oh, yeah, I've been to the wedding, I've been to all the baby showers, everything. Because we really got into it sometimes, and I'm a stranger, so there's no judgment.
Yeah.
I said, just talk to me about what the problem is right now. They're both opening medical clinics, all of this, and we had a whole discussion. By the time we landed,
they were good to go.
Back in love, they were straight.
Back in love.
And that's what I think, sometimes when you talk, You just talk to somebody. You just got to get it out and have communication.
Oh, for sure. By the way,
especially look. With new.
I don't think, so just to kind of put a button on that, I don't think you have to say like, oh, I'm happily married all the time. I do think you have to get advice, you know, and be honest about your struggles, but with the right people, like you said. Like, you know, sometimes a stranger's the best person because
The only hard part about family
is like sometimes it's like you don't want family to hang on to these things, you know, about your
family.
Yeah.
And by the way, look, I have a girlfriend who always asks for marriage advice. And literally, I have this one friend who's given her marriage advice, and I'm looking at my girlfriend like, "No, girl, she been married twice, okay. And this one about to fail too. Don't do it.
And
don't
that's
take
not the right
it."
Bond.
And the bitter ones. And I'm sorry, I got some girlfriends, but honey, the lonely ones, the ones that ain't had a man in a long time or a woman or anything, don't listen to them.
By the way, why you taking financial advice from Bernie Madoff? He in jail.
Okay. Like,
come on.
So I need to stop talking to Justin about my stuff.
All
absolutely.
Day.
Absolutely.
Because by the way, all I'm doing is this. Hey, girl. Mm-hmm.
No, you're actually great. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really, because you listen and you're always on the like supportive side. You're like, just go buy some lingerie and figure this
because
out.
Because you want your friends to win. Yeah. Especially me, I'm not married, but I love that you are married. You know, because that is something I haven't done, and you're successful at it. Who
I don't know.
I think you're successful.
Five years
it.
In, so I think
five years,
a long
girl.
Life to go.
And
yeah.
two kids.
Hollywood, that's a lifetime.
And with two kids, under
and with
four.
Two kids? Oh, honey.
Yeah.
Long life to live. Yeah, you guys, we did see forever.
You are a shero.
All right, you guys, still ahead, the star who just admitted she wants a threesome. This one was a little surprising to me. Plus, Niecy Nash, on the moment she told her kids she was dating a woman. Their reaction is next.
Kim's reaction, too.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Niecy Nash had never been with a woman before meeting her wife, Jessica Betts. Niecy has three children from her first husband, so they were a little surprised to learn about Jessica. Listen to what Niecy told Facebook Watch's Red Table Talk, which is out tomorrow.
My daughters were like, wait, what?
Right.
My youngest daughter, she reminded me, she was like, wait a minute, Mom. Are you the same mom who was like, girl, I'm strictly dickly? And I was like, wah, wah. I was like, yeah, no, yeah, but no. Right. And my son was like, wow.
Look.
I can't imagine.
Oh, my God.
It's got to be a switch for children.
No, for sure. I think it's a switch for everybody.
Yeah.
I always tell people, you know, when you're coming out, people say, I just don't understand why my parents don't understand or why my friends, you know, just can't understand it. And the way I reconcile that is it took you 10 years to reconcile that and unpack all those layers with yourself. Mm. So you can't expect people to just be ready to unpack it all in 5 hours. It might take them a few weeks to wrap their heads around it.
Yeah.
And when you're a little bit older, you add layers to your life. You know what I mean?
I'm like,
yeah. You add, you know, a husband, you add three kids, you add relationships. So when you come out later in life, it takes people a little bit longer to unpack those layers. But good for Niecy Nash for being honest about her kids' reactions, because celebrities would normally say, oh my God, they were so supportive. Everybody was so supportive immediately. You know?
No, and well, let me say, Niecy, she's a friend of mine, and I'd like to say she didn't come out. She said she went in.
Yes.
And Niecy, I feel like, because I've known her through all her husbands, that she fell in love with a woman. And I think that's it. And that's what she had to explain to her children. And I say I understand this because it was a time in my life that I was on a show and we had a woman come on who was
a lesbian.
With the male energy, had the tank top on him.
She was a stud.
She was a stud. And when I tell you she was fine,
stud.
Everybody was like, who is that? I was like, that's a girl. That's a girl. That's a girl. She keeps looking at me and I'm looking at her, hey, Si, how you doing? We're still friends today, but I was attracted to her. Mm-hmm. And Si, when I tell you, I was like, I feel some kind of way. I'm uncomfortable. So I understand how this happened to her.
And but why didn't you go through with it? Why didn't you let yourself get into a moment where you could explore it in the Niecy Nash way?
Because it's just like bringing a white boy home. My parents have been like, what? Is that how we're raised makes you certain things, you know, bringing a white boy home, bringing a woman home. If these aren't things that you were raised with and you know that your family's okay with, for me, at that time in my life, I was like, not gonna do it, not gonna do it, nope. And fear, I'm not that free. I'm not able to be that person.
What
but
about
as
now?
I add layers into my life, I might be able to.
You think?
I never
if
say
you
never.
Had that attraction to a woman today, years, you know, since it's been a while, and would you still feel that hesitation?
Yes.
You know, I don't know, because even a friend of mine, Marsha Warfield, same energy, we've been friends for years, but Marsha took all this time to come out. And she, you know, has been on TV for years, but the fear, and you're looking at Marsha, you're like, Marsha, come on.
Come on, Marsha, we know.
But I think right now, would I do that? My father is still alive. But they say they want me to be happy. And I remember that. Even if I said I'm going to bring a white boy home, they're like, we don't care. Bring home somebody.
That's so interesting that at 40 years old,
thank you.
That you are still afraid of disappointing your parents. Mm-hmm. It's like something that I feel like in the Black community, sometimes it's easier to be a criminal than be gay. I mean,
wow.
I have cousins who are celebrated for having multiple children and, you know, having, you know, records as opposed to me being an out gay man, you
Say
know?
It.
And that's, and I'm not, that's not a stereotype. I'm just saying my truth.
Yeah.
That it was harder for me to get acceptance as a gay man than it was from my other family members who were doing other things that weren't.
And think about this, had Niecy done this, sorry, Carissa, but had Niecy done this 10 years ago, had I done it then, back then, it would have been very difficult. There wouldn't have been the people embracing me like they're embracing Niecy. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, it would have been judgment.
Yes.
It would have been, my career might have been over. Niecy, it happened to her at the right time in society.
And she did it the right way.
And she did it the right way.
Shablam! Married!
And her kids are grown.
Yeah, and her
youngest is 21. So it's okay. She probably would have waited. So she was a little freer. She's at another point in her life, her career. Her career is at the top of her game. So there's no fear right there.
She's
you
loving
know?
It.
I mean, I got Daily Pop. I'm pretty good, too. Hey, Si, call me, baby. Si Thompson.
Get out of here.
That's interesting. Well, there was this other big confession made at the table I want to bring attention to. This time it was from Jada's mom and how she feels about threesomes.
I know I've thought about, oh, wow, a threesome might be really enjoyable, but just could never, you know, how I was raised with all that guilt and shame around sex. So I definitely didn't have the freedom to consider it.
Are you expressing interest, Gam?
I've always had an interest. It just seems like sexually it would be extremely pleasurable.
Exactly.
Willow snapping is my favorite part. She's like, say it, Gam. Get it, Gam. Yes, Gam.
By the way, Gam's like, y'all said some crazier in this show than this.
Thank
like,
you.
I'm connected to an EKG machine.
Okay.
Because y'all were saying some crazy ass season one and season two. I tell everybody, don't live with regret out of fear of judgment. Mm. Because you don't want to wake up one day. And not that Gam doesn't have a lot of life left, but I think Gam was in the same boat as you, where she was afraid of judgment. And she now woke up one day and said, you know, I would have liked to experience that. And by the way, if Gam is looking like this at 70-something, I'm sure when Gam was 30, 20, in her teens, she was lit AF. So Gam could have gotten that threesome if she wanted
it. Gam probably has had chances. It's probably been women talking to her all her life.
But she never did it because out of the shame or the fear.
Well, her DMs are popping today.
She's gorgeous.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah?
Because, again, this is coming back to the conversation we had earlier, and I meant to ask you this, but if you would have brought somebody home that was not a white male, like if you would have brought a Latin guy home or a Black guy home, Do you think that your parents or your family would have reacted the way you think they would have reacted? Because a lot of times it's like the fear of what other people are gonna say.
Yeah, I did date a black guy, but we didn't get to the point where I was like bringing him home.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, it was just kind of like it never got that serious, you know?
Yeah.
But they all knew about him.
Carissa?
And you went back? After you went black, you went back?
I went back.
Carissa dated a brother? Hold on, give me a chance.
Oh,
Carissa.
But if you would have married that man.
I love that you guys are so surprised.
No, we are. But if you would have married that man, do you think your town, your community, your group of friends would have made you feel like...
I would have been the first in my small bubble for the most part, I think. So I think there would have been a lot of questions, curiosity, a lot of interest, like, ooh, what's it like? How is it like? What's it different? Are you worried about this? It would have been like a nosy thing.
Yes.
But I don't think there would have been like a judgment. I think they would have been fine with it, but it would have been the talk of the town.
You know,
it would have been like, let me talk about it.
Because you were the first.
If I would have been the first.
Yeah.
I mean, because, this was, I guess I was kind of the first. I don't remember.
Good for you.
Stop reflecting. You're married.
All right. Up next, what Rachel Bilson did that pissed off Rami Malek. She's revealing the story, and we have a lot of thoughts next.
Great compost.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Rachel Bilson is revealing a secret about Rami Malek, and it seems he might be taking himself a little too seriously. On Dax Shepard's Armchair Expert podcast, Rachel explained that she went to high school with Rami, but he was not happy with an old photo that she shared of them on Instagram. Listen.
I had posted a throwback of us from our senior trip to New York Broadway. We're super, like, nerdy, like, just... You know, it's the dorkiest picture of both of us. But I throw it up because it's funny and I think it's so important to be able to make fun of yourself. We were good friends. I don't usually check my DMs on my Instagram, you know, and like maybe a week goes by and I actually look and I have a message from Rami. But it wasn't like, hey, how are you? Blah, 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 blah. It was like straight to, I would really appreciate if you take that down. I'm a really private person. And I was like,
All right, we're already disagreeing whether that was shady
or not. That was not shady. It was fantastic.
Yes, I agree. Rachel apologized. She took down the photo once she saw the message, said, I'm sorry. He never replied. Rami said he was such a private person, so that's why he wanted it down. And then I believe his stylist said something to her about, well, it wasn't a flattering photo.
If I'm out here trying to get this To Exist underwear campaign ad going and I'm showing off this body that I've been working on, don't throw up an old school picture where I'm looking like a big Carson Daly. Okay?
See, I'm the opposite in the sense of when I'm insecure and I'm like, don't throw off that photo because that's what I look like right now. But if you're going to throw back something where I look worse and then I'm going to say like, hey, but look at me now.
Right.
It's a whole different situation. And Rami should be looking, he was up for, this was in 2019, so this was right during Bohemian Rhapsody. And so he was getting Oscars. He was like on his prime. To me, it's like, that's the time to be like, yeah, that's where I was. And look at me now. That's the time to boast.
Have you never told somebody to take a photo down of you?
Shut up, Justin. Because you...
Have you ever told someone to take a photo off of Instagram of you?
But like I said,
Carissa.
It was because it was a reflection of true reality at the time and I didn't want to face it.
No, I understand if the picture's bad. See, he's looking at himself and saying, I was a little chubby. I don't like that picture. We're looking at it like, oh my God, there he is when he was younger.
Yeah.
Let me get an award. Let me get a nomination. Let me tell you, the pictures that are gonna come out the woodwork, baby.
Gee,
I would have, I'd be like, put that down, take that. Where'd you get that from?
I have a few myself already.
Okay? It depends on the picture. And I think her feelings were hurt because she felt it was cute and it was us when we were younger. But it depends on how you see yourself.
I guess my thinking is this is high school. It's a high school photo. It's clearly so many years ago. It's not like a negative photo of you from the last week.
Here's my rule. If someone asks me to take a photo down of them that they don't like twice, I don't post a photo of that person anymore.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
I never post a photo of that person again.
And I didn't do it twice. I only did it once.
He did it twice.
So she has one more time.
No, she did it twice. And I know that for a fact because she always says, you never post me. And I'm like, because you told me twice to take photos down. And I just, if I don't like a photo of myself, I will untag myself.
He does not care.
And I will keep it popping.
You know what? She looks good. And you should never post a picture of her that is unflattering.
Kim? Her hair was out of place in one of them, and she was beautifully pregnant in the second one.
He got
beautifully
the double chin angle. He
beautifully.
Went for the juggler.
You gotta have the right angle.
He went for the juggler.
That's why I date men, okay? Y'all are easier on Instagram posts, okay?
I do hate 90% of photos of myself, so it is difficult for me to like a photo. Oh. However, I'm trying to work on that. But I do think high school's off limits.
High school is off limits.
We all are embarrassing.
Because she was in a butterfly top on the beach with banana clips in her hair.
And that's showed it on Daily Pop, okay?
You were also 96 pounds.
That's true.
So you went.
So I was like, look at me.
I was not even 96 pounds when I was born. Are you serious? Who was 96 pounds ever?
That's hilarious. All right. Yeah, well, not anymore.
Look at a Wednesday.
Emma Stone is a mother. What we just learned about her new baby. Plus, Idris Elba on his epic party with Matt Damon and Chris Hemsworth. Our new interview with him next.
Her hair was falling out at her wedding. She was so tiny.
Just post a good photo. It's not that hard. Welcome back to Daily Pop. It is time for the Hollywood Minute. Emma Stone is a mother. A source confirms she and her husband, Dave McCary, have welcomed their first child, a baby girl. For now, they are keeping details private. In January, a source told us that the couple who married last year were very excited about the pregnancy. Congratulations to them. Katie Holmes and Katie Couric are going makeup free. It's all for beautifuls. People's Beautiful issue on sale Friday. Katie Holmes says her secret to healthy skin is facials, lots of water, and eating her vegetables. While Katie Couric says when it comes to makeup, at the age of 64, she doesn't do the full spackle treatment anymore. The issue's cover star will be revealed tomorrow. All right, Zac Efron is pranking us. So Zach shared this video on Instagram, walking in a garden and then bam, a rake takes it to the face. Or did he? On slow-mo, it actually doesn't even touch his face, but he got us good points for stopping the rake before he really got smacked and protecting the moneymaker. That's your Hollywood Minute. Idris Elba is taking on horseback riding in his new urban western. The only problem here is he's allergic to horses. Liliana hung out with Idris to talk about that and the wild party he went to with some A-list pals.
Idris, I saw a photo. It's pretty epic. It's you, your buddy Chris Hemsworth, and Matt Damon. And y'all are dressed up as Run DMC. So what was the occasion? Because I know it wasn't Halloween.
No, it wasn't. We was at an 80s party for a friend of ours. It was his birthday. And we didn't go together as Run DMC. We just happened to wear the same the same 80s gig. So we ended up being Run DMC. But and I have to say, Matt Damon kind of killed me. He had the hat and everything. He had it done right.
When Idris Elba isn't hanging out with his A-list friends, he's keeping busy with movies like his latest, Concrete Cowboy.
When I read the script, there's a real common truth. It's a common truth that I think people that don't know anything about horses, cowboys, or Philadelphia will be able to relate to it.
Let them know that you're running this show. You understand me, Cole? Come on, you got this.
As a father, I felt there was a real opportunity to play a character that I am. I want us to tell stories, if I can, of father, son, you know, father, family, families, in an authentic way, because that's important.
And talk about being dedicated to his job. Idris is actually allergic to horses, but he didn't let it faze him during filming.
And now I gotta ask, with the horses, anytime, you know, there's live animals on set, people freak out.
The truth is, I was really allergic to horses. And, you know, so You know, getting any, like within 5 feet of a horse, I mean, my eyes start itching, my throat. And then I had to jump on one. And you know, there's a couple of scenes where I've got that bandana over my mouth, but my nose is dribbling, like it's just not camera worthy, you know what I mean? So, oh yeah, definitely.
You riding with Smush, you can't be here. What you care about here?
You're gonna put yourself in a hole you can't crawl out of.
The drama, out April 2nd on Netflix, also stars Caleb McLaughlin from Stranger Things.
It was a dream come true working with Idris. I was a fan of his before I knew I wanted to be an actor. So, you know, being on set and seeing him firsthand was even better than I thought it was going to be. He's just a humble actor and humble man, a family man, everything.
Wow.
I've met this man in person, and it's as hot as...
Idris?
Yeah.
It's hot. Oh, yeah.
So hot.
It's real hot.
That's all we kept talking about.
I loved it.
And I was hella disrespectful to his wife. I'm like, I know you are standing right here, but I'm about to tell your man everything I think about him.
She's so used to hearing that.
I'm sure she is.
Yeah.
All right, up next, the nanny is in the house. Fran Drescher is joining us to talk about the iconic show. And would she be up for a reboot? We'll be right back.
Do it.
Adam Brody and Leighton Meester have been married for 7 years, but Adam did not think she was a good person when they first met. Here's why.
I was very attracted to her from jump. She's a heavenly creature, but I had no idea whether she was a good person or not. And in fact, kind of assumed she probably wasn't for like, you know, the first handful of years that I didn't know her, just because, I don't know, Gossip Girl. And come to find out, like, she's literally Joan of Arc. She's like the strongest, best person I know. She's my moral compass.
Wow, my moral compass. That's quite a compliment. Just goes to show you sometimes you gotta give someone a chance and not judge a book by its cover. Do you judge actors by the roles they play?
Don't even look over here.
I don't think I could ever date an actor.
No, it is difficult because a lot of people think I'm a real prostitute.
I was not expecting that. You better be lucky I didn't have any of this water in my mouth, because I would have spit it right on you.
It's weird.
That is weird.
I played a lot of prostitutes, and people think I'm a prostitute. I was like, that's called acting.
But is there a part of you that relates to the character?
Well, you know. Depends on how I'm dressed. Yeah.
You know, it's so crazy because I used to not trust my third eye.
Right. You love your third eye.
Look, that third eye is always open. That bitch is on Adderall, okay? I call her 7-Eleven. She never closes. But at a younger age, I would date people who I knew weren't good for me and who weren't good people. And then my eye would be like, didn't I tell you? Yeah. So now I just trust my instinct. I really do.
No, I'm telling you, some actors take it too far. I'm not gonna say any names.
Say some names.
No, I can't, but one actor, he was on, I guess it was ER, we'll say ER. Ooh. And my friend who was a paramedic said they responded to a call to his house. They were doing everything for the person. And the actor came over. Yes, and was giving them instructions on how to take care of the patient. And he was like, you're an actor. You're not a real doctor.
Oh my God. That is the best thing I've ever heard.
He said he was so irritated. It was like, what is wrong with
you? That needs to be a scene in a movie if it isn't already, because that right there is gold. But have you ever dated someone that you just didn't like at first? Like, has anybody ever grown on you? To the point where you're like, I can't, you know, you see in rom-coms all the time, like they can't stand the guy, and then all of a sudden they see the beauty in him, and then they come together. Is that ever happened in real life?
You're talking about two bitches who are still single.
I was gonna it needs to. It was my mother's advice. She was like, darling, you need to marry a rich man. I was like, oh, mommy, I don't wanna marry a rich man. Maybe he's ugly and he has money. She said, honey, if you spend enough time with a troll, you'll fall in love with a troll.
Your mother was onto something.
My mother was like, just make sure the troll has money.
Money.
That's not terrible.
I don't know
advice.
Why I gave her that accent. But that's how she talks.
I'm like, where's she from? Bridgerton?
No, she's not from
Bridgerton. Is she from Bridgerton?
She's from Lenore, North Carolina.
I've never actually changed my opinion completely about someone to like them. I may have not liked you and then realized you're not so bad later, but never did that grow into an attraction. If I don't like you from the beginning, pretty sure I'm not gonna like you enough to date you.
Yeah, but then you're also looking for the bad qualities that you think you see in them. You're trying to find them.
Yes.
Now you're on a jewel quest.
A jewel quest. Uh-huh. I'm going to use
that. Better man of my
All right, coming up, you guys, Fran Drescher is here. We are talking about The Nanny and more next. Yes!
Rich people always have.
Talk about embarrassing. My parents were once on Let's Make a Deal. 900 people knew it was door number one. They had to pick the box. P.S. Carol Merrill on a tricycle.
That one-of-a-kind laugh stole our hearts in the 90s, and she's here with us today. The nanny star and my new spirit animal, Fran Drescher, is here.
Hi, everyone.
Fran, the fact that you rolled out of bed, tousled your hair a little bit, and came through looking like that, yes. I am sorry. What are you drinking over there? That Jennifer Lopez water?
You look absolutely beautiful.
I live the cancer schmance away. I'm completely organic. I'm very pristine in what I bring into the home. Oh, so everybody should go to cancerschmance.org and learn how to detox your home, because it's what are you eating? What are you putting on your skin? All your personal care items. What are you cleaning and gardening with? That's the foundation of the program. And I promise you, it really works. People are always saying to me, my God, your skin looks so great. Well, skin is liver. And if your liver is unhappy because you're getting all this, you know, toxins everywhere you turn.
Well, I'm very excited. Can I have your phone number? I need more information about that. We have big news. I'm so excited. The nanny is coming back to TV.
Yes.
Isn't that thrilling? Well, it's streaming, actually, which is what's really exciting. It's been on Cozy for years, but now it's on HBO Max, which is so thrilling because A, people can binge it. B, they can see it without commercials. I mean, when you watch a show in syndication, they pull out like scenes to make more room for commercials.
Yes.
And basically it's like a little scene and then a bunch of commercials and a little scene and a bunch of commercials. Not that, you know, it's a bad thing, but on HBO Max, which is so cool, and I'm so thrilled. You know, Thursday the 1st is when we start streaming, and everybody can go to HBO Max and start watching The Nanny all 6 years, as much as you want, no commercials, and see scenes that you probably haven't seen since it was airing in primetime on CBS.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Now, the show made you a household name, but you've been very honest saying that Hollywood made you feel like a third banana for a long time. I have to know, do you still feel that way? And if so, how are you overcoming it?
No, I don't feel that way now. I mean, I've been a star for a really long time.
Yes.
You know, my point in saying that was, I mean, I was 34 when I did The Nanny, and, you know, I had been working in the business for, since I was like 19 years old. So it seemed like, because of the way I spoke, I was sort of pigeonholed into being the nutty neighbor or the hooker with the heart of gold, you know, all of that stuff. And Peter, my gay ex-husband, and I knew that I had more to offer and that I was more of a star than a supporting character.
Nice.
And so I was sort of determined to get on the inside in a big way or get out, because it really wasn't, you know, like filling my heart, making my heart sing. And that's got to be the criteria of how we live our lives.
Does
it make your heart sing?
That's what you need to do. Now, I have to ask you,
one?
We heard that you're single and that you're dating yourself. You know, you and Peter have such a great relationship. Would you ever remarry your gay ex-husband and live happily ever after?
Well, you know, we have a better relationship now than when we were married, because he's living his authentic life. So, and we've both been in a lot of therapy. And, you know, we want to live more in the in the same neighborhood or in the same building as we get older.
Yes.
But there's no downside to having your own space. And I've learned that over the years.
Oh, that's good. What about a reboot? Would you ever do a reboot?
Oh my God, please.
You know, first of all, we're doing the Nanny musical for Broadway. So Peter and I are working on that right now with Rachel Bloom from Crazy Ex-Girlfriend is doing all the music.
That's amazing.
So it's going to be really incredible. And we're having the best time writing this incredible Broadway musical. And then after that, you know, we'll see. I'm not opposed to it. In fact, I just shot Celebrity Family Feud in support of Kansas Schmanza, and Charles Shaughnessy, who played Mr. Sheffield, was the opposing family.
Oh,
yeah, and the show said that we were their favorite episode of the whole day. So, you know, I don't know. Charlie and I are still great friends and a great, you know, work really well together. So you never know. There's also, you know, the opportunity to maybe do not really as much of a reboot as doing it and bringing it into the moment with the younger cast.
Oh my
so
God.
Excited.
Well, you guys, we are.
I'm a Broadway and I need
I'm all about it.
Stuff.
I am all about it. Fran, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Welcome, and I hope everyone goes to HBO Max and also cancerschmanza.org. Be well, everyone.
You guys, go to HBO Max this Thursday. The Nanny will be streaming there, and go check out those shoulder pads. They are back in. Up next, Hollywood's all about the cat eye yet again. But are we? We're going to try it or trash it when we come back.
Oh, that was good.
It is time for Tuesday Trends. Let's start with makeup. The cat eye is making a comeback. Now, if you want the best products to try this trend yourself, just pull out your phone, scan the QR code at the bottom of your screen to shop the look right now. Okay, let's get to Ashley Tisdale, Selena Gomez, Chloe Bailey. They've all rocked the sexy style. Try it or trash it.
I'm gonna go with try it. When you're on a Zoom call and you hadn't combed your hair in 7 days, the cat eye will distract everybody. I mean, look at Selena Gomez. Like, so effortless, so beautiful, in a Snoop Dogg sweatshirt, looking like she's ready for a red carpet Zoom. This is what the cat eye does. Yes. It elevates your everyday look.
I've always worn a cat eye. I've never changed it. I don't care about the trend. The cat eye, it just makes you look better and elongated. I will always wear a cat eye.
I cannot do it myself, but I do like a makeup artist to do it. Yes. I have tried so many times to do it myself, but I just cannot get it right.
Scan the QR code, then.
So I will.
Scan the QR code because there are things that you can use to help you get that perfect cat eye. And we sell them here.
I got one way over here and one
I think it lifts your face up also. When you bring the line up, it makes you go up.
Oh, I use it when I'm hungover.
All right, lots of our faves have been wearing chainmail-inspired clothes. Beyonce rocked the trend at the Grammys. Her protege, Chloe Bailey, went for the look in red. And then Tiffany Haddish wore chainmail at the Golden Globes. Try it or trash it.
I'm going to go with trash it. You can only wear it once.
Yes.
You can never wear it again.
But if you're going to a red carpet,
I
like the red. That red is hot.
I love.
But how heavy is it?
It's so uncomfortable.
And
it's got to be poking you in every little way.
It doesn't have any give, so it's not comfortable. You know, when I wore chains in private, that.
I know Tom told us about it.
Yes.
Oh, geez.
Yeah.
I think it's cute to try once, but that's it. Okay.
And I like Beyonce that she came out like that. I love that over the face.
Yeah. Stars have been loving piping details. Zooey Deschanel, Laura Dern both wore this trend on their jackets. We also have Kim Kardashian. Kim Kardashian wore it on a dress. I was not even... Yeah, okay, anyways.
Shadra!
It was not Shade! She's getting divorced. Okay, so...
You about to lose your job. You about to lose your job.
Shut your mouth. I like it.
I don't like
short
it.
You better like it.
I like it.
You better like it.
Kim looks phenomenal, especially with those orange shoes.
I don't like the piping.
I don't like a pipe.
Tomorrow, you guys, we're getting secrets about the Sex and the City reboot straight from the cast. Plus, Jessica Biel's trainer is here. Bye.
See y'all you tomorrow. Y'all are gonna do that tomorrow.